Do you shop online at popular places like Amazon, 1-800-Flowers, Orbitz, Family Christian Stores, Groupon, Lego, Old Navy, and more? You can help us raise funds for the station with one quick stop before you shop. Please go to shopkkxx.com before you shop online, and popular merchants like Amazon.com will donate a portion of your purchase to the station. It's that simple. Just one quick stop at shopkkxx.com, and you can help us continue this great Christian programming.
As we join Bob the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
Hi, this is Andrea.
And this is Cherie.
Are your trees sick? If so, they need certified arborist Mark Wesley, your local tree doctor. We have the most scientific technology in our area. M&S Wesley Tree Service can diagnose and treat your trees and write the proper prescription to keep your trees healthy for years to come.
Call M&S Wesley for your free consultation today. 855-899-TREE. That's M&S Wesley Tree Service at 855-899-TREE. M&S Wesley, your local tree doctor.
And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387. 877-7387.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon. On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Hello, everybody. Thanksgiving coming up in 3 days. And of course, we're all very thankful. And normally we'd be talking about thankfulness. Well, I guess we are, in a way. We're thankful when it comes to our relationship with God for what His greatest sacrifice is forgiveness, which is what we have been talking about with Dee Dee Hansen of The Growing Place. She's been joining us for a series of talks on the importance of forgiveness in a relationship and how. Well, maybe this is my opinion, where a relationship can't even survive, I'm not sure, without real forgiveness in it. It certainly can't thrive without forgiveness. Might be able to survive, barely, but I mean, you need to really have forgiveness in a relationship, and of course, that's why we bring Gidi on to explain why that is. And good morning to you, Gidi.
Good morning.
Yeah, so where we left off, let's just kind of recap real quickly, because it's been about a week since we... Mm-hmm. We're going to talk today and tomorrow about it, maybe wrap this up or maybe into next week. But let's recap what we talked about last week for some people who've just maybe tuned in.
Yes. Well, first of all, we were talking about how forgiveness is a choice and it's not a feeling.
A choice, yeah.
And if we wait for the feeling, we may wait forever.
Mm-hmm.
So our feelings may pull in the opposite direction for a while, but we make an act of the will and we say, I choose to forgive.
Yeah, it seems like, it does seem like it's a feeling that comes from the heart. But it's really, you're saying forgiveness comes from the mind. You have to make a conscious effort to say, I'm going to forgive this person.
Yeah, and I would say it comes from the will, which is your decision-making place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Your mind may be running in one direction. Your emotions may be running in another direction. But you say, I will forgive this person.
And a lot of times it's easier just to lead with your heart and say, you know, my heart wants to do this, so I'm going to do it. Whereas making a choice and giving forgiveness is a real sacrifice on that person's part.
It is. It is a sacrifice. And then forgiveness can be accomplished by the injured person without the other person's knowledge or permission.
That's, I've always wondered.
Yeah, you don't need to involve the other person. Forgiveness is a personal thing between the person and God. And then pretending to forgive is different from true forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need to deny the pain. We don't need to deny the injury. We don't need to sweep it under the carpet and say, oh, it was okay. I wasn't really hurt. That's not really forgiveness. And then forgiveness lets go of the other person's wrongdoing, but it admits that wrongdoing has been committed.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's not minimizing the injury, but it's saying, knowing what the injury is, I release you anyway. And then finally, this is from our last show, when we forgive, the other person is then held accountable to God and God will deal with that person, and we are now free of that person.
And when that, by that you mean it's not our place to seek retribution or to try somehow make justice out of it.
Exactly. And also, if I were to forgive Mr. X, it doesn't mean that God has forgiven Mr. X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that God is not, that that person is not accountable before God. It just means that I'm off the hook. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be attached to this person anymore.
So the person who commits the wrong is seeking forgiveness from two sources, the direct person in human terms and then his relationship with God.
Possibly the person. But what I'm saying is you don't need the other person involved to have this transaction with God.
Okay.
Yeah. And then at the end of the show last week, you asked me, how do you move someone from unforgiveness to forgiveness? And I've been thinking about that during the week. And one way that I move clients in that direction is by showing them the cost of not forgiving.
Okay. Explain.
Well, the cost of not forgiving is, number one, I'm in pain and anguish. Mm-hmm. I'm reliving the situation and rehearsing it and nursing it in my mind over and over again. It's probably beginning to affect my body. Mm-hmm. It's probably, you know, either keeping me up at night or affecting my digestive system, or I'm getting headaches. I feel burdened. I feel tied down. And, you know, we are kind of like a computer. I'll use a computer analogy. We have deep memory and then we have active memory. Unforgiveness in the active memory blocks me. It eats up my RAM. And it blocks me from doing the things that I enjoy, from doing things that are productive. There's nothing productive in unforgiveness, not in terms of myself, not in terms of God and what He has commanded, and not even in terms of healing for the other person. So we kind of go over that. And one of the big bonuses of forgiveness is that it releases the injured person from future and further entanglement and bondage to the other person. So, you know, when I don't forgive somebody, it's like I am carrying them on my back.
That brought up a question. What happens to those people who don't know that they've committed a wrong toward another person? There are some people that, you know, I have caused a hurtful thing. I might not even be aware of it. That person sometimes assumes that that person knows he did me wrong and does not come and apologize. Is it necessary for that person to say, hey, you know, I went and did you this favor. I didn't even say thank you. You just kind of just forgot all about it. And, you know, I felt like you're kind of like, kind of taken advantage of me, and I think you did it wrong. Does that person just have to just let it go?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and there's no cookie-cutter answer.
Mm-hmm.
I would advise each person in that situation to seek the Lord and see how He would guide you.
Mm-hmm.
In a relationship, say, between a husband and a wife where there's a lot invested, mm-hmm. it's good to clear the air and mm-hmm. bring these things out. In a workplace relationship, in an acquaintance, in somebody that you feel is not going to change,
mm-hmm.
you know,
Or it's not significant enough. It's not a significant enough relationship.
You got to choose your battles.
Yeah.
And then the way you present it is really important.
Uh-huh.
And we teach this too, you know, in good communication, we use I statements. Instead of saying, you made me angry when,
mm-hmm.
we say, I became angry when such and such happened. You know, when you keep interrupting me when I'm talking, it makes me angry.
Yeah.
I'm taking responsibility for
Speaking
it.
Speaking of which, I do a lot of that to you. I interrupt you a lot when you're talking and interject some questions. I'm not going to do that.
That's quite all right. I didn't mean it against you.
We're going to continue talking to Gidi Hansen of The Growing Place about forgiveness right after the break.
Thrivent Financial for Lutherans helps make preparing for retirement easy. How? It all comes down to smart, simple strategies. That means no overly ambitious savings goals, just doable, manageable solutions to help you retire more comfortably, no matter what your means. Smart, simple, doable. Just ask any of our nearly 3 million members. In Chico, your Thrivent Financial representative is Daniel Cluas. Call 530-321-4059. Registered representatives for securities offered through Thrivent Investment Management Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Now, here's David Hocken with a sneak peek of this week's Hope for Today.
Give to everyone who asks you, why do I struggle with this? Because the truth of the matter, people, is this is radical discipleship. It is totally against human nature. That's why it's tough to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
We have that and more on Hope for Today this week. Join us.
Tune in for Hope for Today weekdays at 8 a.m. here on KKXX.
KKXX is excited to present Seeds of Truth with Joe Holcraft each weekday evening from 6:30 until 7 p.m.
Joe has hosted the Catholic Hour every weekend for the last 8 years.
And Seeds of Truth promises the same Catholic understanding of sacred scripture,
contemporary faith-based topics,
and the latest news from around the world. If you have questions about faith, join Joe and the Seeds of Truth right here on KKXX each evening, Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 7.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on The Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, Katie Hansen is with The Growing Place, a marriage and family therapist registered intern. The Growing Place is located over at 1074 East Avenue. And if you'd like to give her a call, Gidi Hansen, the number is 588-0448. Is that my vision right on that?
I have my card in front
of
me.
Yeah, well, there it is right in front of me. There is, it is, 588-0448. 588-0448. Forgive me, because I'm having a difficult time seeing these days. 588-0448. Gidi Hansen, The Growing Place. If you have any kind of problems dealing with relationships, I know a lot of people who have gone to her and have gotten help, and she does a wonderful job. And it's a good place to go. You don't have to be a Christian. It doesn't have to come from a Christian perspective. But if you're listening and you know you need some help in your relationship, you can come from a Christian perspective if you like, or a secular perspective. And she joins us talking about forgiveness for the next few weeks. And we left it off by talking about the value of forgiveness. And the positive attributes it brings.
Yes. So just before the break, we were talking about how forgiveness releases the injured person from further entanglement with the person who had offended. And forgiveness also allows for the anger and other emotions to be resolved productively. Mm-hmm. When we don't forgive, we have really, it's like the hamster on the wheel. We just go around and around and around with the anger, the injury, the insult. But when we forgive, now we have an outlet for that. Mm-hmm. And it's like venom that can be taken out of our system, that God can take out. Mm-hmm. And remember, we are made in the image and likeness of God. And our God is a merciful, forgiving God. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy." In Matthew 6, when he gave us the Lord's Prayer, he said, "If you do not forgive your brother their trespasses, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you."
Gidi, there are some people, and I felt some people myself, there have been times when I have felt, you know, I understand the value of it inside, but people do get a positive feeling, and it sounds terrible to say, because I hate to admit this, but where I like having an anger towards somebody, where sometimes I'm like, you know what, I don't, and I thrive off that, because I feel like I've been injured, and I'm going to take advantage of this for as long as I can, and make you know how you hurt me. And there's some sort of, you know, playing the victim, playing the martyr, playing the person who was really put upon. There is a certain, isn't there a certain strange value in saying I'm a victim and I like it and you injured me and I have power over you? There's a positive to that in a negative way, I guess.
Well, thank you for your transparency. Uh-huh. Not a lot of people would admit that.
Uh-huh. Well, I think all of us are a little bit like that for a time, immediately. But then after time, you want it to go away because it starts to gnaw at you. There have been times where I didn't want to forgive somebody, and I've been like, but now it's starting to eat me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, the Lord said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The way you measure it out to others will be measured to you. Mm-hmm. And imagine if God was that way.
Exactly.
Where would we be?
Mm-hmm.
And it really is a trap. It's a trap. It may appeal for the moment. Mm-hmm. But there's much more release and much more relief if we would forgive. And as I said in our last show, I don't claim to be able to forgive on my own. Mm-hmm. I can't. I'll admit it right now. Mm-hmm. Without God's help, without His grace, without His Holy Spirit, I can't forgive anybody. And I know I haven't forgiven the next time I get triggered when I bring out the laundry list.
But there is a power that comes with
holding forgiveness from somebody.
Well, if you're after power, there's more power in forgiving.
Right.
Remember Schindler's List?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how Schindler talks the commandant into forgiving? Mm-hmm. And he gets up, you know how he used to open the balcony and shoot? And he looks in the mirror and he looks at himself and he says, "You are a great man. You are forgiving." There is a sense of power and of communion with God and with Christ.
But in that particular case,
he lost it because he was trying to hold on to it with his flesh. But there's more power. If you want power, what could be more godlike than forgiving?
Interesting. Okay.
And then forgiving, you know, people say forgive and forget. I don't advocate that.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of lessons we learn through forgiving. And I say forgive and remember. Remember how to avoid future injury. Remember how to recognize the danger signs. Remember how this person took advantage of you, and don't fall into that trap again.
But that seems dangerous. I'm going to challenge you a little bit on that.
Please
because,
do.
Because it seems if you get into a disagreement with your spouse, and something happened 7 years ago, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, and that person doesn't forget it, and doesn't that run the risk of harboring the ill will that carries on?
If you don't forgive, it does.
Okay.
If you don't forgive, you're absolutely right. But if you forgive, you'll look back and you'll take responsibility for your part. You'll go, okay, I know my wife has this issue, but look how I played into that. Look how I didn't recognize the danger signs. So I need to remember that so in the future I can steer clear of that pitfall.
Okay, and I do want to talk briefly more about that, because this will go on a long time. Gady Hansen's with The Growing Place. We're talking about forgiveness and forgetting. And is forgetting, is saying I'm not going to forget it, still allow that person to hold power over that person? Because, well, you know, I'm told not to forget, so it's okay for me to remind you of what the harm you did to me 10 years ago. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Eugenics and Planned Parenthood. This is Ken Ham, a missionary to our evolutionized culture and even the church. Eugenics is the desire to see people who have what some consider negative traits not to have children. It has very evolutionary origins. You know, the goal is to create a supposed superior race. Many who believed in eugenics also believe in evolution by natural selection, but they decided to speed up the assumed evolution process by eliminating supposedly inferior humans. And the group most associated with eugenics? Planned Parenthood. Today, Planned Parenthood is the organization responsible for most of America's abortions, the killing of children in their mothers' wombs. You know, we must stand boldly against these attacks on the sanctity of life.
You'll learn more of what God says about the sanctity of life at our faith-building website, answersingenesis.org. Anti-abortion articles at answersingenesis.org.
Hey, need a lift? Just keep listening. Right here. Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Gady Hansen, highly recommended marriage and family therapist, registered intern, working to finish getting her license. Helps out clients with marital issues, substance abuse issues, addictive issues, whatever they may be, issues with your children. Maybe your children need some work, need some help, and she's really good at what she does. 588-0448 at The Growing Place. 588-0448. Talking about forgiveness, and I want to clarify, because we were talking about forgiveness, forgiving, and forgetting, and I was saying that if somebody doesn't forget, is that still holding a power over that person with whom they forgive? I think we're talking generally about marital relationships, close family relationships with people. And so I think that's just kind of a, you know, all-encompassing when we're talking about forgiveness is about our relationships with our loved ones. And doesn't that person, when it says, you know, I can forgive you, but I can't forget. You know, it has that kind of...
Well, that doesn't sound like forgiveness to me.
Okay, all right.
That sounds like just, you know, sugarcoating with a lot of gunk underneath.
Uh-huh.
When I say remember, I mean hold myself accountable.
Okay.
How did I get into this situation to begin with?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
How can I avoid it in the future?
Mm-hmm.
There is such joy in forgiveness.
There is.
There is love in forgiveness. There is mercy. There is calm. There is peace in forgiveness. And the other person may be mad as H-E-L-L and still ranting and raving, but now you have been set free from that.
My experience in life, and I have a theory, I'm not a registered anything, you know, but I can say that... I have a theory on this, and maybe you could explain that very rarely I have the pie of blame theory, which is that very rarely is it one person is 100% to blame. Very rarely. Usually it's like, okay, maybe somebody might be 60%, somebody might be 25%, and the other 15% might be just pure happenstance the way things turned out. A lot of times things happen for no reason when there's no one to blame. And so I think that's kind of what maybe would made me think this when we say, you know, remember what part I had in this act that caused forgiveness to be needed.
Let me give you a real life example.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's say we've got a workaholic husband who is very ambitious and he wants to advance in his career. And he ends up neglecting his wife and his family. Mm-hmm. And this goes on for years until finally the wife, out of loneliness and just out of desperation, strikes up a friendship with the neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighbor is a married man as well, but his wife is gone and he works night shifts, so he's there during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And their friendship leads to an extramarital affair mm-hmm. for both of them. Now, if the original couple is going to be reconciled, if they're going to forgive and remain married, then the husband needs to remember what he did that put his wife in a vulnerable situation.
Mm-hmm.
He ignored her. He neglected her. He treated her like she wasn't important. He minimized her needs. When she cried out for help, when she cried out for attention, he ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's not responsible for her choice to have an extramarital affair.
Mm-hmm.
But he is responsible for his own actions. And for him to take the higher moral ground and to say, it's all you, you blankety blank, and, you know, I hate you, and how could you do this to me? And she's left full of confusion because she feels like she's been the victim.
Yeah.
And she's been set up, and nobody's advocating for her.
It's interesting. That's exactly what I was saying at the pie of blame theory on things.
Yes.
Sometimes we get into situations where there's no one to blame, when just bad things happen and somebody looks to blame. That might be a whole nother show.
Yeah.
And I know I've kind of deviated here.
No, this is very important. You know, blame is not part of my vocabulary.
Right. Because I always
think I look at accountability.
I know.
That's where we have to look for.
Uh-huh.
Accountability, not blame. Blame is linked to condemnation. It has nothing to do with forgiveness.
Uh-huh.
Forgiveness is a release of accountability. It's saying, you are accountable for this, and I release you from it because I have been released from my sins by God. That's the bottom line.
I think a lot about this because sometimes there's films that really affect my belief systems and the movie Ordinary People, which I don't know whether you saw, but that was a movie of great family really struggled. But ultimately it came down to there was an inability for somebody somewhere to forgive. And there always had to be a blame. The Mary Tyler Moore character just refused to acknowledge it. Just sometimes bad things happen. And there always had to be a pointing some type of blame. And sometimes there is no blame. Sometimes there's just bad things that happen in which maybe there is no forgiveness necessary.
Well, even in that, you're right. You know, even in that situation, that real life situation that I brought up, if this couple were to come to me for counseling, each one of them will want to blame the other one and look to me for support.
Mm-hmm.
And I would make it clear right away, I'm not here to blame anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my job. And it's non-productive.
I think that's part of counseling. I think sometimes couples go into counseling thinking a counselor is going to be a referee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's not our job at all.
Yeah, it's a matter of trying to convince this person that my side is right. And I bet that happens a lot in marriage counseling.
It does.
Okay.
And it's very unproductive.
Yeah.
Because, you know, marriage is a system. And everybody feeds into it, and they react and act and react. And so there's no one person who gets the onus of the whole relationship going wrong at all. And then you got to remember, when we forgive, the power of the hurt is taken away. If we don't remember that in this discussion, we're going to just go on thinking erroneous thoughts. Mm-hmm. True forgiveness is like a breath of heaven. It's a washing of the soul. Remember how you felt when you knew that God had forgiven you for your sins. Mm-hmm. It's magnified for me when I forgive someone else.
Yeah, we are probably winding down the show pretty quickly, but we're going to continue our discussion on forgiveness tomorrow. What areas? Well, we have about one more minute left in the show. What areas should we move into next?
Well, I want to talk about, we touched upon this very briefly last week. I want to talk about the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. I want to talk about victim and victor, you know, that dynamic, how forgiveness takes you out of the victimhood and towards victory, mm-hmm. that it's not a permission for wrongdoing and things like that.
I was wondering, too, sometimes we make forgiveness. Should there be some sort of effort put into forgiveness, or should it just be, forgive me, okay? I mean, that's how I want to be forgiven when I go to Jesus. You know, hey, man, I made a mistake. Forgive me, please. You know, I want instantaneous forgiveness. Do we have the ability to forgive like that?
Forgiveness is always a process. I've never known it to be an event.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's not what I wanted to hear, but I guess that's the truth. Gedi Hansen at A Growing Place. She comes highly recommended if you're looking for some help in any of your relationships, particularly if you're a person of faith, but doesn't necessarily have to be. Her number is 588-0448. Gedi Hansen at A Growing Place. 588-0448. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to continue our discussion on forgiveness and reconciliation tomorrow at this time. So long.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.
Holbrook's Clearance Center sells national name brand furniture at 50 to 75% off retail.
Come in and see unbelievable pricing on dining sets, coffee and table sets, and complete bunk beds.
Holbrook's also carries dressers, recliners, futons, sofa, and sofa love seat combos.
Holbrook's has something comfortable for every room in your home, and we'll sell you the inventory right off the floor.
Holbrook's Clearance Center is everything for your home.
Open 7 days a week.
The people of Chico have spoken. Once again, In Motion Fitness has been chosen the best. We're proud to have received this honor and recognition for the last 21 years. We never take for granted what it means to be the best, and even more so, what it takes to remain the best. We believe the two most important ingredients of our success have always been our unsurpassed and highly dedicated staff, and of course, our fabulous members. Together, they bring our world-class resort, spa, and fitness center to life. For those of you who have not yet experienced our nationally acclaimed, award-winning facility, drop by and see for yourself, or just ask any INMO member, and then you'll understand why year after year, we're declared the best. In Motion Fitness, it simply doesn't get any better than this. Celebrating two decades of excellence.